Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening again to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Now, last week I left you with a question. Will you believe? But believe what? Believe that Jesus loves us all? Believe that we are all God's children? Well, no, my friend. Jesus told the scribes and the Pharisees they were of their father, the devil, and the lust of their fathers that they did, John 8:44. You know, I hear people say that God hates the sin, but he loves the sinner. Well, I'm not so sure. You know, God separates the person from their sin. Either we are walking in the ways of God, or we are not. Either we are saved, or we're not. Either we are on our way to heaven, or we're not. There is no middle ground, my friend, in God, and there's definitely no neutral. Either we are moving forward with God or we are moving backwards from God. And the difference is, have we confessed our sin and repented or not? If not, I am not so sure that makes God love us the more. Now, it is true, Christ died for all of us. When we were yet in sin, Christ died for us, Romans 5:8. And yes, God wishes none to perish, but for all to come to repentance, 2 Peter 3:9. But I am not so sure our love for ourselves and the world and the love that Jesus has for mankind is the same. Yes, you know, God wants all mankind, that's women and children included, to come to salvation. But maybe it was the obedience of Christ to the Father and not Christ's love for mankind that drove Christ to the cross. Now, I will be honest, I struggle with this thought even today. But at any rate, what must we believe? You know, my friend, there's only one thing that we can believe about Jesus to be saved. Everything else that we believe about Jesus will not save us. My friend, we must believe the gospel, 2 Corinthians 15:1-4, that Jesus was crucified, and Jesus was buried, and Jesus rose from the dead, as the scriptures said. You know, there's many denominations and churches don't believe that. They discount that. But believing the gospel is the only message about Jesus that has the power to save us. Let me say that again. Believing only the gospel is the only message about Jesus that has the power to save us. Paul writes in Romans 1:6, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it," the gospel, "is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Did you get that, my friend? Not Peter walking on the water, or Jesus feeding 5,000 and then 4,000 a little later, and all the miracles that we read about in the Gospels. No. But it is the gospel of Christ. For the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. It is no wonder people are not getting saved today. Well, why? Because most denominations and churches are not preaching the gospel message. Oh, no. You know, we are more concerned about, does God love me, or do I love God, or what is my spiritual gift? What is my destiny in God? Well, I say to all that, camel cookies, my friend. Start preaching the gospel again, and people will be saved. Let me say that again. Start preaching, denominations and churches, pastors, start preaching the gospel again, and people will be saved. Start preaching about the gospel again, and we will see Christ high and lifted up. And when we see Christ, we then will see there's no hope in ourselves, and then we will put our faith in Christ alone. That is why the first approach of God to us is to expose us. Let me say that again. The first approach to God to us is to expose us. He is not being mean. Oh, no. He is showing us the truth about ourselves so that we will turn to Him. You know, my friend, we have 1,000 and maybe 1,001 reasons, most of them unspoken and unrealized, that keep us from abiding in Christ by His grace through faith. Usually we think we are not worthy, or maybe some people think that they're too worthy, but neither is the truth, and God does not repeat, does not consider neither. Sometimes we just do not see how easy it is, but it is. It is that easy, and it is that free because of the cost Jesus paid. He paid with his life, my friend. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus says, "Not my will, but thine be done." Jesus was praying to his Father for his Father's will to be done in his life. Apparently, Jesus had a will. Now, I'm not sure what it was, but whatever that will was, it was not what the Father wanted for him at that time. So the Father took Jesus to Gethsemane, which is an olive grove, which means where oil was pressed, and pressed Jesus' will out of him. Wow. And is the servant greater than the master? Well, I would think not. You know, we talk about Jesus' love for mankind a little earlier, and here's another example. Here, Jesus did something not because he loved mankind so much, but he loved the Father so much, more and more. He wanted to do his Father's will. The longer I walk with the Lord, the more I am impressed with Jesus' desire to please his Father, to do the things he sees his Father do. Jesus said in John 5:19, the Son can do nothing, nothing means nothing, of himself, but what the Father sees, but what the Son sees the Father do. For what things whatsoever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. The longer I walk with God, the more I am blown away with the dependency of Jesus on the Father. Verse after verse in the Gospels, wow, speak of how Jesus was dependent on his Father. Yet in Philippians we read, Philippians 2:6-8, and Paul writes this, who being in the form of God, wow, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made of himself no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant, and made in the likeness of man, and being found in fashion as a man, wow, he humbled himself. Let me say that again. Jesus humbled himself, and he became obedient even unto death, even the death of the cross. Then, and after, because of all of that, then God highly exalted Christ. Wow. And gave him a name above all name. He wasn't given a name above all name because he was God's son. He was given a name above all names because he humbled himself and he became a servant. Boy, that's a lesson that the church and many denominations needs to remember. What drove Jesus to the cross? His love for mankind? Well, maybe so a little bit. But I would submit it was his love for the Father and his love to do the Father's will. Oh to God that, you know, that would be in the body of Christ and the local churches today, to have such an overwhelming desire to do the will of the Father, be so dependent on God for our very life, for all that we do and say. Why, that is what Jesus said in John chapter 5:19. Wow. If we actually got a glimpse of our desperate need and our dependency on God, we would quickly realize why all must be offered up, and it is the only way that God could ever save us. Let me say that again. If we ever got, you know, a glimpse of our desperate need and dependency on God, we would quickly realize why all must be offered up, and it is the only way that God can save us. If we actually got a glimpse of the true nature of God, we would realize his desires to give us all things freely in his Son. So we see the issue here is faith and dependency. Faith and dependency. Wow. And we know we can't muster that up within ourselves. Amen? Some homework for next week. And that is to read Romans 10:17. So read Romans 10:17 more next week as we continue to look at the light, the one and only light. And that is Jesus Christ. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. Trusting you have a great week. Tune in next week for more of the light. God bless, and we'll talk to you later. Amen.